This is Dr. Ali dictating history physical, patient name W R E N Ren Mario M A R I O Ren Mario. Date of birth 10/25/1957, place Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West. Date of service 12/22/2023 is history and physical. History of present illness. This is a 66-year-old male. He was admitted to VA hospital. Patient was brought there with near syncopal episode. Patient has a known history of alcohol use disorder. Patient was noted to have alcoholic ketoacidosis, AKI, hypertension. Patient was admitted with a near syncope. Electrolytes, BNP done. Glucose was 103, BUN18, sodium 141, potassium 4.4, bicarb 24, creatinine 1.2, calcium 9.5, magnesium 1.9. Patient has a known history of alcohol use disorder, glaucoma, depression, hypertension, housing instability. He has been not eating enough, poor appetite. After evaluation, the ED patient was admitted. It was thought to be orthostatic given poor oral intake versus vasovagal versus alcoholic intoxication. He was given IV fluid. He also had a previously multiple admission for fall related to alcohol intoxication. CT done, no acute intracranial abnormality, tally without any significant finding. Alcohol use disorder, alcoholic ketoacidosis was managed. CIWA-CIVA protocol was done. Withdrawal symptoms monitored, IV hydration given. He has AKI that resolved with IV fluid. Social worker was consulted, blood pressure was managed, he was complaining of back pain that was managed with Tylenol PRN. After stabilization, he was sent to subacute rehab after PT evaluation. Today when I saw the patient, he is sitting on the bed, he denies any headache, dizziness, no fever, no chills, complaining of some pain in the back and the knee, but no shortness of breath. Next line, past medical history. Number one, hypertension, number two, depression, number three, glaucoma, number four, alcohol use disorder, number five, history of homelessness, history of chronic alcohol abuse, and history of multiple falls in the past. Allergies not known, social history, chronic alcohol abuse. He denies any other drugs. He is single, has one child. He used to live in New York and recently came to Baltimore. He used to work in the VA system. Currently, he's not working. Family history, diabetes in the family. Reverse system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no arm, diarrhea, musculoskeletal. Pain in the back, pain in the knee, genital urinary hematuria, neurone syncope, endocrine polyuria, no polydipsia, no heat or cold tolerance, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Medications, Tylenol, 650, Q6-hour PRN, next line, albuterol / ipratropium, nebulizer, every 6-hour PRN if needed, diclofenac gel, 1%. 4 times a day for the pain and the aches in the back area. Distill around 5 mg daily, folic acid 1 mg daily. Melatonin 10 mg QPM PRN for insomnia. Nidalex 17 mg daily PRN for constipation, multivitamin daily. To be given for 7 days. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert. Blood pressure 124 over 80, pulse 80, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse heart 98%, adrenal glomerulic, ionic taric, no ENS discharge, throat, nose lid, neck subconjunctivity, chest not tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart assessment is soft, not tender, positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neither is a very clear, and type 3, moving on, extremities equal. Assessment, patient is admitted to subacute rehab. Recent episode of near syncope. Next line, history of fall. Next line, chronic alcohol abuse with alcoholic intoxication. Next line, anxiety, depression. Next line, chronic low back pain. Next line, musculoskeletal knee pain. Next line, is TFL, you need more PTOT evaluation. A plan of care at this point will continue all his current medications. He's on melatonin, 10 mg QPM, Lexa, Stilapram. Not Alexa, Astilapram, Astilapram, 5 mg daily, Zofran 4 mg, 2-6 hour PRN for nausea, multivitamin 1 tablet daily, Miralax 17 mg daily, folic acid 1 mg daily, Lovinox 40 mg subcutaneous daily for DVT prophylaxis until he's more miserable than that will be DC'd. Ventolin inhaler 2 per Q 4 hours, a questionable history of asthma. Although there is no documented in the history, but they have described these medication to be given. Vitamin D, 50,000 units weekly. Diclofenac gel, 1% applied to the back and the knee area. All these meds should be continued. CBC, CMP will be monitored. Code status, taking his alert, re-entered M3. He wants to be full code. Gait plan was discussed with the patient, also with the nursing staff. Lab done to show vitamin D deficiency and is being supplemented weekly high dose. Understand the medication. Thank you.